Gemara continues with the previous Gemara and goes through a number of ancient cities and gives the names of that they had at the time of the Gemara. Gemara then says the names of the three giants in the pasuk are Achimon, Sheshai, and Salmai. Achimon was so called because he was the strongest of the three. Sheshai was so called because the ground underneath him was reduced to ruins. And Talmai was so called because when he walked, it would create furrows in the ground. Achimon built the city of Anos, Sheshai built Alush, and Talmai built Talbush. The Gemara says, the pasuk says the giants were Yelidei Ho'anok, which teaches that they were so tall, it appeared that the sun was like a necklace around their necks. Dr. Shuban Levi, in the name of Rebbe, said, from a pasuk we learn, Rome is destined to fall into the hands of the Persians. In the name of Yehuda, the son of Reloi, it was said, based on the Kav HaChomer, we can learn that Rome will fall into the hands of the Persians. Why? If the Chasdeans, who destroyed the Beis HaMikdash built by Shlomo, fell to the hands of the Persians, so the Romans, who destroyed the Mikdash built by the Persians, will surely fall to the hands of the Persians. Rav said, the Persians are destined to fall into the hands of the Romans. Rav Kahana and Rav Asi asked, how can it be that the builders of the Beis HaMikdash would fall into the hands of the destroyers of the Beis HaMikdash? So Rav said, yeah, it's examined HaShemayim, this is what should happen. Others say the Persians destroyed many shuls, and thus they also deserve to be destroyed. Abraisa gives both of these answers as well. Rav Yehuda said, in the name of Rav, a pasuk teaches, Mashiach will not come until Rome will rule the entire world for 9 months. Zakti Gemara. Abraisa says all the chambers by the Beis HaMikdash did not have a mezuzah except for the Lishkas Parhedron, which needed one because the Kohen Gadol lived there for the week before Yom Kippur. Yehuda said many chambers were used for living and still didn't have a mezuzah. He said the reason that the Lishkas Parhedron needed a mezuzah was based on Gzeirah Derabbanan. What fact, Gemara, why does Rabbi Yehuda say that the Parhedron does not need a mezuzah deraisa? So Rabbi said Rabbi Yehuda must hold that a house which was not made for year-round use doesn't need a mezuzah. Abaye asked, the pasuk refers to a summer house and a winter house. We see that even a seasonal house is referred to as a house. The Gemara says it's referred to as a house with a qualifying adjective. It's summer house, winter house. It's not referred to as a house by itself. Abaye asked, Abraisa says, Rabbi Yehuda says that a sukkah on sukkahs is chayiv to be included in the eruv for the chotzer, must have a mezuzah, and makes grain that enters into it chayiv and meiser, even though it's not made for year-round use. So we see that he says that a house which is not made for year-round use, the sukkah, is chayiv mezuzah. We can't say that's only chayiv d'rabbanon, because we would not make the grain entering into it chayiv and meiser d'rabbanon, because doing so can lead one to give meiser from a chayiv d'rabbanon to a chayiv d'raisa and vice versa, which would cause big problems. So clearly we're talking about Chiyuve deraisa, and you see that when he says that the sukkah is chayiv mezuzah, it means deraisa, even though it's only a seasonal house. So Abaye said like this: all agree that during the 7 days that the Kohen Gadol is in the Parhedron, it definitely requires a mezuzah deraisa. The machloikas is regard to the rest of the year. The Rabbanon say we're goyse that it needs a mezuzah the rest of the year as well, so that we can be sure that it'll have one during those 7 days. Rabbi Yehuda said there is no such gezeira. Fidek Rava. If the Lishkas Parhedron needed a mezuzah, why did the Rabbanon say that a sukkah does not need a mezuzah? Rava therefore gives a different teretz. He says that all agree that the Lishkas Parhedron does not need a mezuzah during the rest of the year. The machlokes is why a mezuzah was needed during the 7 days before Yom Kippur when the Kohen Gadol lived there. Regarding sukkah, Rabbi Yehuda follows his view that a sukkah needs to be a more permanent structure and would therefore likewise require that it have a mezuzah. The Rabbanon hold that a sukkah needs to be a more temporary structure and therefore it does not need a mezuzah. With regard to the Lishkas Parhedron, the Rabbanon say that it needs a mezuzah because although the Kohen Gadol is forced to live there, a forced dwelling has the status of a dwelling and is chayiv mezuzah. Rabbi Yehuda holds that a forced dwelling does not have the status of a dwelling, would not mean mezuzah. And therefore, the Lishkas Parhedron only needs a mezuzah derabbanon, so that people shouldn't say that the Kohen Gadol is locked up in jail. For acting Gemara, Abraisa says that the Sharnikna needs a mezuzah because it's open to the Lishkas Parhedron. This seems to only follow the Rabban, because according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Parhedron itself is only a gzera, so we wouldn't make a gzera l'gzera. Gemara says it may even follow Rabbi Yehuda because it's all part of the same gzera, so that it shouldn't look that the Kohen Gadol in the Parhedron is locked up in jail. So therefore, even the room leading into it also needs, the gateway opening up into it, the Sharnikna also needs a mezuzah.